Only sketches about precents, season 1 bonus sketches, part 2. Enjoyed the show, Shorty.
Ah!
Oh god, bro. Are we on top of the Statue of Liberty?
Was that a teleporter beam?
I think we were abducted, bro, like by a UFO.
Oh god, what do we do?
I don't know. Hey, wait, are we all whole? I heard those teleporter things rearrange your molecules, but I feel fine. I think... Wait a minute.
What?
You're wearing my shirt.
Oh no, the teleporter must have switched our shirts.
Oh man, I loved that shirt.
Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it now. Hey, wait. Hold up. Oh god. Bro, I think we switched dicks.
What?
I think we switched dicks.
Let me check mine. No, I don't think we did, actually.
Are you sure? Because mine was never this small. Like, it's really small.
Hello, shrinkage is a thing. It happens in pools. You don't think it could happen with teleporters? Come on, bro.
I mean, I guess. The dick doesn't really match the balls, though.
But that happens all the time.
Okay. I definitely don't remember being circumcised, so I really think...
Oh my god, the aliens experimented on you!
Are you sure it's not just yours?
Or maybe the aliens were Jewish, who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, so come on, quit acting crazy.
Could I just... I don't know. Could you just show me your dick so I know it's not really mine?
Show you my dick?
Yeah.
Bro, that's gay. It would make my boyfriend very jealous.
I'm sorry, I should have known.
Okay, it's all right. Look, let's just stop talking about this and be content with what we have, all right? Maybe then we can find a way out of here.
You're right. Man, there's got to be some kind of way out of here. What if we used some kind of rope to climb down?
Rope? From this high up? Since when do you... Oh, no. Did the teleporter give you my sense of adventure?
I do feel like I could do anything.
That means... Oh, no. I'm hyperventilating. My heart, bro. My heart is racing.
Oh, hey, the teleporter gave you my anxiety disorder. You know, you can hang on to that one, actually.
What? I don't want this. Here, you can take your dick back, bro. Just get this out of me.
So you admit it. You do have my dick.
Yeah, of course I have your dick. How do you explain this massive bulge?
Oh, whatever. We'll deal with this when we get down. We'll have to jump and swim through the Hudson.
Swim through the Hudson? Oh, God. I'm gonna faint. I'm gonna...
Jeff? Jeff? Oh, Jeff, I'm gonna get my dick back now!
Hey, Lauren, thanks for meeting me.
No problem, Gamal. I'm just stoked to get to hang out with someone else who lives in Queens. So what did you want to talk about?
I guess I just wanted to ask when you felt like you were really a part of OSA.
Oh, Gamal, you don't think you're part of the team?
Well, I have my reservations.
Because everyone's so hot.
Exactly. It's just so intimidating.
I know how you feel. I thought after I did my first live show that I would finally be hot enough to be a part of Only Sketches About, but then I got on stage thinking, geez, these guys have all been told they're hot, like, way more times than me.
So when did it change for you? When did you finally feel hot enough to be a part of the team?
Honestly, it hasn't happened yet.
Really? Even though we're just doing audio sketches now?
Especially because we're doing audio sketches now. I'm worried I don't sound as sexy as everybody else.
Oh my god, I didn't even think of that. Here, how's this?
Gab?
Gab?
Gamal? Lauren?
What are you doing here?
In Queens?
Oh, just riding my bike from Greenpoint. It's actually not that far from... Wait, Gamal, are you crying?
No.
What's the matter?
We're just not really feeling like we're a part of the team, you know?
Because we're not hot enough!
Oh, guys, you are absolutely a part of the team. Hey, look at me. Look me in the eyes, both of you.
I can't, she's too hot.
Okay.
You are hot.
You're not just saying that.
Why would I lie to you? You guys are hot enough to be on the team. When you guys joined the team, Cassidy whispered in my ear that she thought she was going to die because you guys are so freaking hot. Now come on, guys, hop on. Let's go throw rocks at the Magna Theater House team.
Why? Because they're less hot?
Oh, no. They're sexy as hell. We have a blood feud.
Oh, that's hot.
I'm starting to think this wasn't a good idea.
You're crazy. Recreating the Blair Witch Project is the best idea I've ever had.
Yeah, but do we have to do it in the Amazon rainforest? Didn't those guys do it in, like, Maryland or something?
We gotta raise the stakes somehow.
Dude.
It was either this or we go to, like, a volcano and you know I get sweaty.
Dude!
It's not because I'm gross, alright? I have a condition, and I'm glad you're still friends with me, even.
Dude, turn around! I've fallen in quicksand!
What? Oh, fuck! Lou, you're sinking!
I know!
Shit. Okay, stay calm. Are you okay?
Yeah, actually kind of better than okay.
Wait, why better than okay? Is that not actually quicksand?
No, this is for sure quicksand. I mean, it's just not that bad. A little comfy, even, like I'm being hugged.
Alright, I know the trick to get out of quicksand. It's either to wiggle a ton or stay completely still. Let's try it in increments and see which one works. Ready? Wiggle, still. Wiggle, still.
Dude, seriously, it's fine. For some reason, it feels like all my stress is just melting away. Like I'm being swaddled by Mother Gaia herself. You know, I thought all that weighted blanket stuff was bullshit, but maybe I should have gotten one all along.
Oh no, the quicksand's clearly crushing your midsection, cutting off blood to your brain. You're not thinking straight. Quick, grab this stick.
Actually, dude, I think I'm gonna go for a nap. Or maybe just lie here, eyes closed, and try to remember being a toddler. Everything's gonna be okay.
Everything's gonna be okay? It's already at your neck. Snap out of it, Lou. That's not a real hug. It's just the weight crushing your insides.
Let me fall into the sweet, muddy embrace, Darsh. I haven't gone this long without worrying about my job or bills or any of that stuff in a while. I'll see you on the other side.
But what about your kids?
Oh, fuck, I totally forgot I had kids! Oh, God, where did the time go? Is it already in my mouth? Oh, Christ, I actually had so much stuff I forgot about. Why did I do this? I have kids and a family and a car and I just got Disney Plus! See, this is why I never really...
Oh, fuck.
Hey, didn't that guy have your phone? How are you going to get home?
Not now, Blair Witch. All right, I don't have the emotional spoons for you at the moment.
Aw, man.
Only Sketches About is written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal Elsauer, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Ebe Han Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle Williott. Theme music by Nicholas R. Nelson. If you liked what you heard, please be sure to leave us a review. I've been your host, James Corden, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.